Peter heals a beggar who can't walk. This is Peter.
Hey-o!
Who was one of Peter told people about Jesus. Peter and John went to the temple to pray. As they neared the temple, a man who couldn't walk from the time he was born was being carried in. Each day, the man was put beside the temple gate so he could beg from the people going into the temple. When the man saw Peter and John, he asked them for some money.
Please help.
Peter said, "Look at us." The man looked up at them eagerly, thinking that they would give him some money. But Peter said, "I don't have any money for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ, get up and walk." Then Peter took the man by the hand and helped him up. As he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened.
Woohoo!
He jumped up and began to walk, then walking, leaping, and praising God.
Come on!
He went into the temple with them. All the people saw him walking and heard him praising God.
Wait, what?
I think so.
When they realized he was the man who couldn't walk who had been sitting outside the gate asking for money, they were absolutely amazed.
Wow!
Peter asked the people, "What's so surprising about this? Why stare at us as though we made this man walk by our own power?" He reminded all of the people that it was God's power who healed this man and encouraged all of them to turn from their sins and follow God with their whole hearts.
So I just want to share a brief reflection on that, really. And just going back to the passage itself, it's 3 PM, a few days maybe after the Holy Spirit has come in great power on the day of Pentecost. And Peter, who preached with great power on that day, and John, the brother of James, are going up to the temple to pray. A man who has never been able to walk is being carried up to the temple at the same time to the gate called Beautiful. To be honest, life has been anything but beautiful for him. And he has been called everything but beautiful by others. Fortunately, though, he has a few friends who carry him up there each day so that he can beg for money. Whether they're friends who have his interests at heart or people who pocket his takings for themselves, who can say? Either way, he's part of the benefit culture of his day, needing whatever he can get. And as Peter and John look at him, he looks at them, hoping for another contribution to get him through. Peter speaks, "Money I do not have." And you can picture the man's disappointment rising and his attention waning as he looks around for possible other donors. "But what I have, I give you." Maybe there is to be something for him after all. He can hardly have dared hope for Peter's next words. "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." And taking him by the hand, giving him no time to think, Peter pulls him up. The man's feet and ankles are strengthened. They become strong immediately. And he began to leap and dance and praise God. And from that moment on, his life was changed forever. The temple gate where he had been sitting, begging, was now beautiful, not just for its appearance of grandeur, but for the beautiful thing that had happened to that man in Jesus' name. If only it was always that easy. If only it was sometimes that easy, I think. If we could pray and other people are always made well. If we could speak the name of Jesus and everything changes for the best. I believe in miracles. I just wish there were more of them. Maybe I do see more of them. It depends, doesn't it, on what we call a miracle. The miracle of new life, we sometimes say. The miracle of love. The miracle and beauty of a new day dawning. Sometimes we talk about miracle drugs which have miraculously changed lives. Think of penicillin, aspirin even, insulin, statins, AZT, which was a breakthrough in the fight against HIV/AIDS. Those are some which have been called miracle drugs. Christopher Nolan, not the film director, but the writer, was born in Ireland in 1965, so disabled that many would have lost hope for him being anything in life. In 2004, U2 wrote a song about him called Miracle Drug. These are the words that Bono speaks about him. He says, "We all went to the same school. And just as we were leaving, a fellow called Christopher Nolan arrived. He had been deprived of oxygen for 2 hours when he was born, so he was quadriplegic." Actually, it was cerebral palsy along with that. "But his mother believed he could understand what was going on and used to teach him at home. Eventually, they discovered a drug that allowed him to move one muscle in his neck. So they attached this unicorn device to his forehead, and he learnt to type." Picture a sort of unicorn, like a horn, really, a rubber stopper on the end, one letter at a time. "And out of him came all these poems that he'd been storing up in his head. Then he put out a collection called Damburst of Dreams, age 15. Bono doesn't say that. "Which won a load of awards, and he went off to university and became, perhaps already was, a genius, all because of a mother's love and a medical breakthrough." Nolan died, and I'm sort of aware of the story, but have been revisiting it. He died in 2009, age 43. Still pretty young, really. But a gifted and accomplished writer, a winner of the Whitbread Book Award for his autobiography, which was written in the third person. And it seems that he didn't rage as one might have raged, having been finally given a voice by which he could make his thoughts known through this unicorn device typed out laboriously. He didn't rage at God about his lot. But in one poem in that aforementioned book, he writes about pills you find as lasting prayer. "An irate person may possibly have faith instead of despair." Very positive thought. And as I sort of came upon and revisited that story, I was thinking, was this release of creativity not just as much of a miracle as if he had risen up and walked? And perhaps we need to see the miracles that are before us, even while we long and hope and pray for the Holy Spirit to do through us the kind of miracles that Jesus and the apostles did. Maybe we also need to be the miracle, bringing the hope, joy, and love of God wherever we can to a world in need. I'll leave the last word not to Bono, but to Freddie Mercury. Going to another song. "If every leaf on every tree could tell a story, that would be a miracle. If every child on every street had clothes to wear and food to eat, that's a miracle. If all God's people could be free to live in perfect harmony, it's a miracle." We'll still have many questions. Have a look at that at home. And I had it in mind possibly to do a kind of pop quiz of all the songs that maybe reference miracle in one way or another. And I've forgotten completely about that one by Queen. But it is quite thought-provoking. "If all God's people could be free to live in perfect harmony, it's a miracle."